So if these are our six human needs, if these are our six goals, then what have we learned? Here's what we learned. First of all, you can meet these first four needs in destructive ways and thereby feel a little fulfilled, just enough that you're really not happy, but you're not dissatisfied enough to change, and you will not be fulfilled because you won't grow and contribute, which are the ultimate primary essential needs. So for example, you could get certainty in your life by controlling everybody. And on a 0 to 10 scale, maybe that feels like level 3 of pleasure, of fulfillment. You might get variety by doing drugs at level 3 or 4 of fulfillment. You follow me emotionally? And then if you go to significance, you might do it by tearing everybody else down, therefore making yourself feel more significant. That might give you a 3 or 4. And you could have connection and love by, you know, getting sympathy all the time or being demanding and noticing that people are responding to you and then calling that love, which it isn't. But you know what? These approaches will not cause you to grow. They will not cause you to contribute, and therefore you will not be fulfilled. And that's a pretty scary place in life. When you're doing all the things you think you're supposed to do and you're achieving it all, you're still not fulfilled. Now you'll know why. Do you get it? Boy, if you just find a few vehicles, a few of them to meet all your needs, you cannot believe. You won't have to motivate yourself. You won't have to get yourself going out there. You won't have to get yourself, give you a little push, listen to your little pump-up tapes. You listen to your tapes to get educated. Listen to tapes maybe to get entertained, maybe to remind yourself of the issues, but you'll know what to do because the drive will be inside of you. And you know what? You already have this in some areas of your life. Think about it. Where is there an area of your life where there's something you love to do that for you is effortless? I virtually guarantee you that a minimum of 4 of these 6 human needs are met by that activity, and probably all 6. Now, I got another question for you. What's something you hate to do? By the way, before you go to that, think of something you love to do and ask yourself on a scale from 0 to 10, how fulfilled am I by that? In terms of how much certainty do I feel when I think about doing that? How much certainty do I have that I'll have pleasure doing that activity? How much certainty do I have that I'll enjoy it, that I'll have comfort at least, that I'll at least be able to avoid pain? And then go to variety. How much uncertainty, how much variety on a scale from 0 to 10 will I have by participating? How much is different, you know? How much of this will make me feel a sense of significance or uniqueness or feeling needed? And how much of this will give me these feelings of connection and love? How much of this will give me growth on a 0 to 10 scale, contribution? And again, if it's something you love to do, I promise you, under your current strategy for perceiving things, appreciating them, noticing them, under your current strategy for doing things, you feel fulfilled in all 6 categories. So now think of something you hate to do, something you absolutely hate to do. What's something you try to avoid doing if you possibly can? Now somebody says, well, there's nothing I hate. Well, what's something you would prefer someone else did? Think about it. And somebody will say, well, cleaning my house. On a scale from 0 to 10, what's your level of certainty it'll give you pleasure or comfort? -2. It's a waste of time. I hate it, right? It's just a waste. Makes me uncomfortable because I'm wasting time on other things I could be doing that are more important to me. What's this, your sense of variety in cleaning your house on a scale from 0 to 10? -2. There's no variety in cleaning. That's the same house, the same crap. It's in the same place. You know, it's boring. You know, what's your sense of significance cleaning your house? Significance? There's no significance. Well, 0. You know, connection of love, 0. Growth, 0. Contribution, 0. It's not too hard to figure out. But do you know something? There are people, men and women, that if I ask in a room, who here loves to clean their house? I get a couple of people to raise their hand and say they love to clean their house. And you know what? We all want to hire them. Right? Ask somebody, say, and I do this in seminars, I'll say, who here loves to clean their house? I mean, you don't have to motivate yourself. You're just driven to clean your house. And invariably, I'll get a couple of hands, and everybody else stares at them like they're Martians or something, right? And I'll say, tell me, ma'am, do you have a sense of certainty that you're going to pleasure when you clean your house on a 0 to 10 scale? She said, absolutely. She goes, you know what? When everything else in my life is so stirred up, I go clean my house. She goes, I feel like I got control over it. I feel good about things. I feel happy. You know, it's part of it is I have time for myself. And I know I do a good job, and I'm certain I can do a good job, and I can complete it and get it done. Do you have a sense of variety from cleaning the house? And this lady says, well, of course I do. Well, what's the variety? She goes, well, every day you go, you don't know what you're going to find. Your kids put something new down. There's always something new in different places and different ways. And, you know, you got to wash different things. And there are different colors. And plus, I often listen to your tapes, you know, so I'm hearing something different. I'm learning something while I'm cleaning. I said, you don't get significance from cleaning, do you? She goes, well, yes, I do, because I do a darn good job. I do a better job than anybody, and I know how to get the whitest whites. And they go on and on about this. And they'll say, I get a level 10 of significance from cleaning my house. How about connection and love? You don't get connection and love from cleaning. Yes, I do, because when I'm ironing, I pray for my children. I feel connected to them. Like, wow, I never stopped to think about that when I'm cleaning the house. What if I did? Maybe I'd be more fulfilled. You see, if you had a different strategy, you could do something that once was boring and feel very fulfilled by it. That's where modeling comes in. How about growth? You really grow? She goes, yes, because I listen to tapes. I think about different ideas. I ask myself questions. Plus, I solve new problems in the house, new challenges. Of course, I'm growing. 10. Contribution goes 10. Nobody else will do it. I'm contributing. That also, by the way, makes me unique because no one else will do it. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Interesting. So now let's relate this. I'll give you a couple of good examples and let's relate it to you. But first of all, think for a moment. What is something you hate to do? What is something you hate to do? And ask yourself, this thing I hate to do, or I'd prefer other people do. What's my level of certainty that I'll have pleasure or at least avoid pain by doing this, that I'll be comfortable doing this? 0 to 10, what's your level of certainty that it'll be pleasurable? I'd be willing to bet it's pretty low, isn't it? Maybe it's 0, maybe below, maybe it's 2, 3, or 4. What's your sense of positive variety on a 0 to 10 scale? That there'll be positive surprises or differences in this activity. Probably one of the reasons you don't like doing it is you don't see there's much variety. For you, it's the same old thing. Other people enjoy it because they see variety in it, but you don't. 0 to 10, yeah, you're probably in that minus level, 1, 2, that range, right? How about significance? This thing you hate to do. How significant does it make you feel? How important do you feel, unique when you're doing this? My guess is pretty low or 0. How about the sense of connection and love when you do it? Think about it. How connected, how much love do you feel doing this thing you hate to do? My guess is pretty darn low again. How about growth? You might go, yeah, I grow doing it. No, I don't mean do you grow. I say when you think about doing it, how much growth do you associate to it? Probably very little. And again, contribution, you go, yeah, I contribute. Again, I don't want to know if you contribute. I want to know, does it feel, when you think about doing this, do you feel like you're contributing? Now, many times you do contribute, but you don't give yourself credit, so that's why it doesn't feel fulfilling. Does this make sense to you? Anything in life can be totally fulfilling if you know what the goal of the game is. All you got to do is organize the game to meet it. So I'll give you some strategies for understanding how to change the patterns that don't work and replace them with patterns that do. But I'll tell you the first step, awareness. You've got to be aware of what's really driving you. You've got to be aware of why you're doing what you're doing so you can make a change, so you can find a new pattern for fulfillment. Instead of making yourself wrong, going, why am I so terrible? Why am I sabotaging myself like this? You are not sabotaging. You're trying to meet your needs. And you're probably meeting 2 of your needs and violating 4, and that's why you don't like it. But when you try to change it with just discipline, it won't work. You must become a designer of patterns of fulfillment. So I've given you an immense amount here, way too much. In fact, I teach a lot of this at Mastery University and at Date with Destiny. But I didn't want you to wait to hear this. I wanted to give you these fundamentals now because this is a tape I hope you'll listen to again and again. Whenever somebody does something that you don't understand, whenever you do something you don't understand, or you want to create a change, ask yourself, what needs is this behavior meeting? And how could I better meet my needs to a better behavior, a better vehicle, a better approach? What could I do? How could I change what I'm perceiving about this, what this means to me, what I'm appreciating, so I enjoy it more, so it feels like there's more variety or feels more significant? You know, what could I do to change the way I go about it? Maybe I can add music to what I'm doing and that adds variety to this thing that felt boring. Maybe I can do something that's contributing to other people while I'm working on something that I need to change in myself. Maybe then I'll feel more of my needs being met. There are lots of ways. So here's your assignment. Very simple. I want you to write down in a journal someplace something you love to do, something you absolutely love to do that for you is virtually effortless. I mean, you really, other people may think it's difficult, but you get immersed in it. And I want you to write it down, and then I want you to make yourself a little 6 boxes. And those are the top 4 are the 4 fundamental needs. The need for certainty / comfort. You can avoid pain, gain pleasure. The need for uncertainty / variety. That there can be surprise, difference. The need for significance, feeling you're needed or important or unique, or that you have a sense of purpose, the need for connection and love, and then those final 2, the need to grow, the need to contribute. And under each one, write down on a scale from 0 to 10, how much does this fulfill me? I guarantee you're gonna find out something wonderful. 4 to 6 of these are met at a super high level, and that's why it's effortless. Then find something that you hate to do, that's your second assignment, and measure it 0 to 10. As I said, you're gonna find these are low levels. And then here's the kicker, here's where the real value comes in. As your third assignment, pick something you don't like to do, but you need to do it. It's one of those class 2 experiences, right? It's something that doesn't feel good, but you know it's good for you, you know it serves others, you know it serves the greater good, pick something like that and make it a class one experience, something that even feels good. And the way to do that is say, what could I do so that when I thought about doing this activity I used to not enjoy, I could feel certain it would feel not only comfortable but pleasurable. What could I believe about it? Maybe I could believe that I'm being guided. Maybe I could believe that it's really serving other people. Maybe I could get some instruction that makes me feel like I have more skill, so I'm more certain in this area. What could I do on fundamental need number two? What could I do so there's more variety in this? Maybe I add music. Maybe I get other people involved. Maybe I do it in a different way. Maybe I don't know which room I'm going to start in to do this. I don't know what it is, but I do something different. Maybe I manipulate the environment. I don't do it in one room. I move from place to place while I'm doing it. There's so many different ways. Maybe I start noticing little things I didn't notice before. What can I appreciate differently? What could I perceive differently so I'd feel more variety, more surprise? What could I do physically? What would my strategy be so it feels different? Need number three, how can I really appreciate how important this is? You gotta appreciate it. The secret in life is you gotta give yourself these needs, not wait for them to show up. Connection and love. Ask yourself, how can I feel more love? Maybe you've times that you're alone and you're working on something, you feel connected to God, your creator. You know, maybe it's appreciating the connection with yourself. Maybe you don't have enough time like that. You know, contribution. What could I do that makes me feel like, yeah, even though this seems little, everything contributes in life. Even the littlest thing, just making somebody smile is a contribution. When you drop the stone in the pond, the ripple effect doesn't end in that moment. So you have three assignments. One, find something you already love. Maybe something you're a peak performer at and rate it 0 to 10 in all six categories so you'll see that I'm right. It's fulfilling to you. That's why you're a peak performer. Find something you hate to do. You'll see why. And then find something you don't enjoy doing but want to enjoy doing. And make it something you'll enjoy doing by changing your perception or your procedure. A lot of homework, but invaluable. So go for it right now. Come up with your ideas and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Until then, live with passion.